This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union Wednesday, acclaiming it as the start of a wonderful relationship across the channel. At the signing in Downing Street, he said, quote, "It's an excellent deal for this country, but also for our friends and partners," end quote. Earlier, EU chiefs Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel had themselves inked the 1,200-page trade and cooperation agreement. Britain will leave the European Single Market and Customs Union at 11 p.m. Thursday, the end of a post-Brexit transition period marked by intense and difficult trade negotiations. A new vaccine will be rolled out in Britain with the focus on quick mass protection. Britain's health department said it was authorizing emergency use of the vaccine developed by Oxford University and UK-based drug maker AstraZeneca. AP's Karen Shamus reports.
The approval and a shift in policy will speed up a rollout of the vaccine in the UK, which comes as a surge in infections threatens to swamp British hospitals. British Health Secretary Matt Hancock said the vaccine brings light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm also now, with this approval this morning, highly confident that we can get enough vulnerable people vaccinated by the spring that we can now see our route out of this pandemic.
Coronavirus vaccines have typically been given in two doses, with an initial shot followed by a booster about 3 weeks later. But in a change of approach, the British government said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, it would prioritise giving as many people as possible a single dose, which is believed to give a large measure of protection against the virus. Karen Chamas, London.
Two variants of the coronavirus first found in Britain and South Africa are spreading around the world. This is VOA News.